You're listening to a Health Shorts podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
What is that one term that is often used to flatter women but ends up being quite a put off? I'd say beauty with brains. Hi, welcome to Health Shorts in Focus, your weekly dose of wellness. I am your host Radhika Bhirani, the editor of Health Shorts. And this time I thought, let us zoom into the bias women face when it comes to beauty and brains. So hear me out and hear your inner voice. I was intrigued by this subject for a special reason. A teenager named Prachi Nigam. She is a young girl from a small village of Sitapur in Uttar Pradesh. She has topped the class 10th board examination in the state with an impressive score of 98.5%. That equals around 591 out of 600 marks. Now, while Prachi Nigam's academic achievement should have been a cause for celebration, her success was overshadowed by derogatory online comments about her appearance. Her excess facial hair, a very common hormonal issue that teenagers face, invited the troll army. She should focus on grooming herself as well, commented one user. But thankfully, there were more supporters to shut down the trolls. What this unfortunate incident has ended up highlighting is the persistent pressure placed on women to conform to narrow standards of beauty, no matter what they do. I wonder what it suggests. Does it mean that a woman's intelligence is only valuable if it is accompanied by conventional beauty? Does that not perpetuate more bias based on physical appearance? Do we ever think about how hurtful comments can be? What happens to all the talk about body positivity, where a more inclusive society celebrates individuals for their talent, achievements, and character, and not only for how they look? For far too long, we have thought of beauty with brains as a compliment. But at its core, it is simply an outdated idea. This notion stands for the harmful belief that intelligence and physical attractiveness are two distinct and often incompatible qualities, that you cannot have one without another. And if you do, it is rare. To me, that only reinforces gender-related expectations and inequality. It also in itself narrows down the concept of beauty and intelligence. Both are subjective. Intelligence itself is often limited to academic capabilities of a person, but in effect, it should also include a person's emotional intelligence, creativity, and level of empathy. In the bargain of being judgmental towards people, the society often forgets its negative mental health impact. Now, while little but mature Prachi Nigam has chosen to rise above the negativity and focus on her academic pursuits and goal to become an engineer, not everyone is able to handle body shaming like a pro. You need to practice self-acceptance, surround yourself with positive people, focus on your body's capabilities, and challenge negative thoughts whenever you find yourself in this sort of an unfavorable situation. That's all for today's Health Shorts in Focus episode. We will bring you an episode on how to deal with body shaming in the coming few weeks. Until then, stay healthy, stay happy, and stay tuned. This podcast episode is produced by Shruti Pal and edited by Amrinder Singh. This is Radhika Bhirani signing off. Thank you.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.